good. Oh, yeah, we're back with another player profile and projection coming to you from the Spring Training RV, sponsored by Roosevelt's, rsvlts.com. Thank you for tuning in, for listening every day to the PPPs. Today, Jake, we're doing the Cleveland Indians, which makes me think, have we completely shifted to contenders the rest of the way? Playoff spot contenders?
Yeah, I think I was already kind of comfortable with that because I think I have some belief in the Diamondbacks, who we've recently done, and like the Angels. I mean, you know, that's a team with the best player in baseball that made a ton of moves this offseason. I feel like we hit that. Cleveland's just odd, man, because there's so much to like, yet with none of the good feelings behind it.
Yeah, it's a weird mix that, like, they have said, enjoy Lindor while we have him because we're not going to be able to afford him. They didn't really do much. I mean, they made some trades at the end of last season to bring people in. They traded Kluber. They traded Bauer. So they got guys in return. And they still have a lot of talent on the roster. They have a lot of talent on this roster.
Yeah, and I think what we're going to find out is if this Cleveland team is going to be around for another 5 years or if this is the year things fall apart, because they still have a lot of young arms. They still have some talented players. We know they're pitching. They've been a low-key franchise that has bred really good young pitching for a little while now. And I think part of the secret was that it was a guy named Matt Blake. Who left. He's now in the New York Yankees organization. So it'll be interesting to see kind of who they handed those keys off to and what comes next, because, I mean, this team has won in the past 4 years. They won 94 games, 102 games, 91 games, 93 games last year, but they missed the playoffs.
And before that, didn't they win 103?
102.
102, okay.
102. So, I mean, over the past 4 years, they've had 91-plus wins every season, including a peak of 102, which is a special number. Like, that's not just a good team.
It's when they won, like, 26 in a row, right?
Something like that. And they lost in the DS 3-2 series. Kluber had his Cy Young season. That's when they lost to the Yankees. They went up 2-0.
Yeah, they had a crazy run in August, I think.
So, I mean, this has been a really well-run organization. It's, you know, they have analytics stuff going behind the scenes, but they still have Tito out as the manager, and he's one of the few managers that still gets to pull some strings sometimes. And, yeah, I mean, it's you know, how much do you believe in Lindor, Jose Ramirez, you know, Carlos Santana, Clevinger? They still got dudes, man, and there's no reason – I keep saying there's no reason to not believe, which is a really dumb phrase. I got to get rid of that. But, I mean, they have a good lineup. They have good pitching. They're going to be a winning team. It's just, do you think they're an 85-win team or do you think they're a 95-win team?
What Jose Ramirez are we getting?
I mean, that's got to be one of the bigger questions.
It's a miracle that he ended his season with an 800 OPS last year.
Yeah, it really is, and it's baseball Susan.
It's even weirder than that.
Are you going in the game logs or the splits?
Both.
Or you want me to get there?
No, I have them both.
Okay.
So Jose Ramirez, his first half of the season, he ended with a 652 OPS.
Yeah.
A 308 on base percentage.
Yep.
And a 218 batting average.
For sure.
344 is awful.
Yep.
Awful.
Then what?
Second half of the season, mm-hmm. He goes home because he didn't make the All-Star break.
Sure. Rests. Did he rest? What do you got? Do you have a scoop on that?
I got a scoop.
Oh, whoa.
There's a
Turn
plan.
Turn the radio like, up yeah. a little bit.
If he, it's a little concoction.
Oh.
Yeah. He comes back full of concoction, And he has a 1.105 OPS, a 327 batting average, and a 365 on base percentage. So first half, batting average, 218. Second half, batting average, 327.
Better.
First half, on base percentage, 308. Second half, 365.
Better.
His OPS doubled, Jake. It was a 600 and then a 1.105. I know that's not exactly doubled, but you get what. It's enough where you can say it doubled.
Yeah, it's enough where you could throw, like, he doubled.
And the reason why I said it's a miracle that he ended with an 800 OPS.
Marigolds.
Is because he got hurt at the end of August.
Right.
Right? And it was like, oh, shit. And he had a 788 OPS, which in the history books would be like, he almost salvaged his season,
right.
But that's a subpar OPS.
Yeah.
He gets healthy, returns for three games, does rather well, hits three home runs in those three games,
yeah,
and ends with an 806 OPS.
Yeah.
And now it doesn't look like he had a bad season if you go, it like you know, it's just like, oh, a little off that year, but not crazy.
For a normal person, it would have been a pretty nice season. Jose Ramirez, I mean, Lindor gets a lot more of the fanfare because of shortstop and the big smile, but, I mean, Jose Ramirez finished top three in the MVP the two seasons before last year, and his second half was top three MVP level, but his first path to the second half, I mean, was a below-average MLB player, and it was a little bit of baseball. I think there was some bad luck. I think he lost his swing a little bit, but that's what makes this sport beautiful, man. So, I mean, I'm in on Jose Ramirez. He's going to be 20, his age 27 season next year.
You know who had a better season?
Who had a better season?
Carlos Santana.
Played by Carlos Santana.
34 homers, 93 RBIs, 911 OPS. I mean, real good year from Santana. Their infield's good. Ramirez, Lindor, Santana. Their infield is really good. Their outfield's a crapshoot. Their startings are pretty good. And they lost Bauer, and they lost Kluber. And Clevinger's going to be hurt for the first 6 weeks or four weeks. They still got some guys. But it's like all – like it's like because the franchise doesn't want to spend, doesn't want to make trades. So they do have talent. They will be a winning ball club, but it's, like, marked up by all this. What are they doing?
Yeah, and, Cesar Hernandez to round out that infield. I mean, he's not – I wouldn't say he's a special player, not to be rude for him, but he's the kind of guy who can rack up a war year. That infield could do some really nice stuff.
Have you looked at Cesar Hernandez? Guys, shut up, Jimmy, and stop yawning.
Guys, get a grip.
Yes, thank you.
So Jimmy can work.
Shut up.
About it.
Stop yawning.
Okay, got that.
So they picked up Cesar Hernandez, right?
Scoop.
I looked at his career.
Right. And when you click that page, you think, I'm not going to like this. And then I think by the end, you kind of like it.
Well, he's a dude.
He's a guy. He's a good guy. He's not a dude.
No, he's a dude in the MLB.
Wow, man.
He played 161 games the last two seasons.
You like that.
And wasn't special.
Good.
In either direction.
No.
Slightly above average.
Yeah.
Eh.
Okay. We covered him.
Average.
Average. Here's my thing. I'm a big...
Yeah.
Franmil Reyes guy.
Are you?
He was one of the bigger pieces they got in the Trevor Bauer trade. Dude had an underrated season. He played in San Diego, which is a hitter's abyss. And then he played in Cleveland for 51 games in a new league. 23 years old. He hit 37 jacks last year. And, dude, he's one of the few guys that is in Judge territory. He is one of the biggest dudes in baseball. He's listed at 6'5", 275.
Judge is 7 foot.
Okay. He comes to the AL where he'll be able to DH. The Padres had him run around the outfield. Too big. Too big. Too small. And, man, I just I think baseball has hit this weird part where we start ignoring stats. Last year was his first full season, 150 games, San Diego, then switches leagues to Cleveland. He hit 37 bombs last year. This guy's a monster. And, dude, when you start putting together this lineup, Lindor, Ramirez, Franmil, Reyes.
Where's Reyes going to play, though?
He's going to DH.
You think so?
Yeah. Carlos Santana's been playing a solid first base. And, dude, I mean, that top four of a lineup.
That's a young DH.
Yeah, but, I like, he's a guy I think he could be a worthwhile DH. Like, I think he can give you 40.
I know what you're saying, but I mean that it's kind of a young, like, to plug in a young guy at DH. It kind of sucks for him.
A little bit, and that does tie into some personality stuff. Who is
he's 23 years old.
Who is the player this offseason that said something like, it was the guy in the White Sox, Eloy Jimenez. Someone interviewed him and was like, Eloy, you know, we got a lot of new talent here this year. Would you be okay DHing? He's like,
fuck that. Yeah.
I want to play outfield. Yeah. So that's where you kind of have to know a guy's personality. If Franmil, if he's out there to hit, then let it ride.
I mean, tell you who doesn't want him DHing, his agent and his manager and his dad and his mom and anyone.
Unless playing the field affects his game. Like, yeah. You could be a negative war player in the outfield. I mean, he's giant. So I don't know. And I know you and I are big Mercado guys.
He's not giant. He's a skinny dude.
He's a skinny, athletic guy. DeShields came over in that trade. I mean,
I don't know if DeShields has a spot locked up, though.
He's a guy. I think they're going to platoon him and move him around a little bit. So I don't know, man. And I think it comes into when does Clevinger come back? You know, does Carrasco bounce back and put together a full season? What is Aaron Civale? What is Plesac? And I mean, when you look at this on Fangraphs or something like this, you have Clevinger, Bieber, and Carrasco, which is a really strong top three when they're right. You have Ramirez, Lindor, Santana. I mean, I'm big on Franmil, but that's a pretty strong three dudes in your lineup you got to get through. I mean, this Indians team still has it, but all the energy is awful.
They picked up Domingo Santana, right?
Domingo. I don't know.
I think they did, and I think he's going to be the DH.
I think he's on the Brewers, man.
Hmm? I thought the Indians picked up Domingo Santana to a one-year deal.
Let me see. Searching baseball reference, producing on the fly.
With a 2021 club option. I mean, I'm reading it from a website.
Okay.
That says they signed him.
Yeah, but I think, didn't he have a, he had a meh year last year. Well, 770 OPS.
They signed him, though.
They signed him. Okay.
Not. I don't even think it was a minor league deal.
I said good.
I mean, that might lead them to see he's going to be the DH and Franmil's going to be in the outfield.
I mean, I think you'd rather have Domingo in the outfield and Franmil DH.
I think Domingo Santana was the worst defensive outfield in baseball last year.
And I think Franmil can give him a run for his money. That's what I'm saying. The infield is kind of there. They got Perez and Leon doing stuff behind the plate, sure. Who's that second for them? Your guy, Hernandez. Come on, Domingo. You're stuck on Domingo. Talk about their pitchers a little bit.
Well, they got Clevinger,
yep.
Who's the most outspoken pitcher behind Bauer.
We low-key love Clevinger, though. His stuff's pretty dirty.
Yeah, and his back motion makes my back hurt watching him pitch.
Right.
I mean, Clevinger had an amazing year last year. He had like a 2.7 ERA.
He was really good. He was
in like 20-something starts. He was really, really good.
He was everyone's sleeper to win the Cy Young this year, and then he got hurt.
What an idiot.
Come on.
I mean, it'd be cool if he didn't get hurt.
Be healthy about it.
So who they got Bieber?
Bieber, I mean, he was 33 starts last year to the tune of a 3.28 ERA in his age 24 season. Bunch of strikeouts.
That's pretty good. Did they have Civ the Kid in there?
Civale?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got Savali in there. I mean, that's I think I said before, it's is this team an 85 win team or a 95 win team? And that all pivots on Aaron Civale and Zach Plesac for me.
Yeah, I mean, because they Plesac had 21 starts, though. Like he had more than Civ.
Yeah, I mean, but his starts were more impressive than Plesac.
Yeah, but still, Plesac, pretty good, man.
Yeah.
381 ERA in his, like, first year, and he had 115 innings pitched. Like, no joke, first year, 20-something starts, and an ERA under 4. That's really good for a rookie season. Went through the league twice. Did kind of get lit up the second time he went through the league. Ugh. I don't like that.
Okay.
His second half, where is this? His second half, he had a 4.61 ERA with some ugly starts in there.
That'll happen in this league.
Yeah. It's not as bad as I'm acting.
Yeah.
I take it back.
Okay.
I like their lineup or their rotation. Why do they they produce good talent.
They're a really well-run organization, and that's kind of what's winning me over right now. I mean, we got a little up in arms over the Bauer trade last year because it's like, hey, you guys are in this, but they have arms. And that's where I like Franmil Reyes, and if they can get their second half of their line, it's the second half of their lineup, what can they do? Because you're not going to doubt Lindor. You're not going to doubt Ramirez. Even if you do, I mean, he can point to that, had the worst first half ever and had a great second half. The concoctions, as you mentioned. Carrasco, how much does he bounce back? The second half of the rotation, the second half of the lineup, if they can find a couple guys to produce in each, I like my Windians.
Windians. Do you know that Zach Plesac had an uncle who was a Major League Baseball player?
Dan
Plesac.
Yeah. He does MLB Network stuff.
Do you know what he did in his second year of his career?
Dan Plesac, second year of his career is what you're asking me.
No, let's skip to the fourth year of his career.
Oh, I had the year two stuff.
Yeah.
Now I'm mixing
it. I know. I was making it harder
now
for
you. Now I'm confused. I don't know.
33 saves and 51 games finished. 52 games.
Blue Jays? Where was he?
235 ERA. All-star.
Or was he old with the Blue Jays?
1989 Milwaukee Braves.
Yeah. 89, I was still figuring out the league a little bit.
Yeah, you were out of there. He had MVP. He got an MVP vote in 1988.
Ah.
Let me see how many votes he got.
I haven't even mentioned your guy, Adam Plutko, you know?
Plutko.
Good name. UCLA, I believe.
Can I... did we even tell the people who they lost?
I mean, you could talk about it if you want.
They traded Kluber. He's gone. Kevin Plawecki, gone.
Ugh.
Yasiel Puig, who they traded for, gone.
That's tough. Sexual.
Jason Kipnis. That's a sad one.
Domingo was signed on Valentine's Day.
That's a sad one.
Talk about Kipnis? Sad. He was there for a while. I mean
20 years or so.
20 years. I mean, he fell off a little bit. And so is life.
I still liked his batting stance. Whenever I saw Kipnis in the box, I just pictured
threat.
Him. I pictured him hitting a home run in my head.
He's a threat.
Just like the way he stood.
Do we get any prospects?
You know who they gained? You know who's a really fun gain for them?
Who's a fun gain?
Emmanuel Klaus.
Klaus. Yeah, he was in that trade, right?
Dude throws supposedly he throws a 98 mile per hour slider.
Right.
Which I don't believe, but.
And that's we haven't been doing enough bullpen on these things, Jim. We haven't been doing enough bullpen on these things.
Emmanuel Klaus is wondrous. That's what this article by Ben Clemens says.
I mean, he's turning 22 soon, and Brad Hand is pretty awesome. When he's right, he's cool to watch.
101 mile per hour with movement from Klaus.
Yeah.
So watch him out of the bullpen.
That's a tough pitch to hit.
If you're in a fantasy league that counts holds or K percentage, maybe grab. I don't know how you pronounce his last name. Klaus or something like that. But maybe grab him.
Maybe grab him.
Can you give me one player on this Indians team, and then I'm going to go to Baseball Savant. I'm going to click random video.
Ooh.
I'll let you choose the player.
Okay.
You know how much I love doing this.
I get a random video of a player on this team. Give me Mercado, man. He's a fun guy to watch play baseball.
Fast.
Fast. Little bit of pop.
Skinny. What's that noise?
What is that noise?
Bill says it's the fridge.
I'll believe it.
All right. Oscar Mercado, age 25, 6'2", 195 pounds. Ooh, his exit velocity and hard hit percentage are horrible.
Okay.
As are his expected on-base percentage, his expected WOBA, and his expected slugging.
Okay.
Tough break. Show random video. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
This is my first random video I'm watching.
Yeah, and I think you've jinxed it.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Sergio Romo called strike to Oscar Mercado.
Ooh,
that was
juicy.
A nice pitch by Romo.
Was it?
Did you see it?
I got a bad angle over here.
Here, I'll show it again. It's just a first pitch of the at-bat.
Oh, yeah, that was nice. Okay.
Yeah.
From my angle, it looked like he missed middle.
No, it was a nice pitch.
Good for you, Sergio Romo. Dude, I feel like I've given my opinions on this team with the 85 to 95, the guys I'm watching. Where are you at with the Cleveland Indians?
I'm not giving opinions on the show. I said I like watch out for Klaus.
I have no idea what you think about the Cleveland Indians 2020 season.
What the hell? I said I like their pitching staff.
Okay.
I said watch their Emmanuel Klaus.
Okay.
I said their infield's great.
Okay.
Their outfield's a crapshoot. I don't think your dude Franmil Reyes is DHing. I think he's going to get some run out there. I think Mercado's the only dude with an outfield spot locked up. I don't know who's playing the other spot.
Yeah.
I said all this.
But you haven't said anything about, like, the big picture.
Because that's where it gets weird.
Okay.
If Jose Ramirez is pre-concoction again,
okay,
they may just trade everyone.
Gone.
If they want to, right?
Is Lindor on the team at the end of the season? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Otherwise, they would have just traded him.
Okay.
I mean, but maybe they're dumb. Could have got a lot more.
Maybe not. Maybe someone gets desperate.
I mean, they got good.
Go on.
The Red Sox got a
go on with that
pretty good return. A top five guy from the Dodgers and Jeter Downs and 5 years of Verdugo. Like, they could have got stuff for Lindor.
Yep.
And they didn't. So why do it now? Anyway, Carlos Santana could be a trade piece if he plays really good again. I mean, they have a lot of these. Brad Hand, what's up with him?
Is this? Oh, this is tough, Jim.
Oliver Perez,
Cleveland fans, you might want to turn the audio down a little bit for this.
They have a lot of club options in 2021. I think they're going to decline them all.
Is Cleveland? I'm not saying this.
No, of course not.
Is Cleveland a team that we're hoping for a bad start? Because if they sell, it would be pretty awesome.
Yes.
Is Cleveland ownership also rooting for that?
Yes.
Yikes. This just took a turn, Cleveland fans.
They brought in Sandy Leone, so you can enjoy that.
I like Sandy.
Why?
I mean, that's a catcher.
He's like the Sal Fasano of his time.
Like, you could not know baseball, and you roll up to the ballpark, and you know what
and
position
like, there's
he
no
plays.
Way the like an 8-year-old boy is going like, "Daddy, Daddy, what position does that guy play?"
You know instantly.
He's like, "Daddy, there's the catcher."
If he's not a coach, he's the catcher.
Yeah. Oh, look at this picture. Look at this. It's a catcher.
I'm you know, we are Yankee fans. I'm pretty happy he's off the Red Sox because he's a guy I like.
Okay. Well, he's on the Indians now.
Good.
All right. So if they go full tank mode, which they probably won't go full tank mode, they can sell Leone. Domingo Santana's got a club option. Roberto Perez, club option. Oliver Perez, free agent. Cesar Hernandez, free agent. Brad Hand, club option. Carlos Santana, club option. So yeah, if there's some injuries and they're not committed to picking up these club options, like Carlos Santana's for $17.5 million, they're probably not going to pick that up.
Do you believe
they openly admit they don't want to spend money?
Right. Do you believe?
Yes.
2020 season.
Oh.
Do you believe more in the Indians or the White Sox?
Indians.
Yeah?
Indians are a more talented team, I still think. White Sox are still young.
And they've been like a better run organization.
They've won 90. I mean, that's but not rude.
The White Sox are the sexy team right now.
But that's not rude to the White Sox.
Right.
These Indians have won 90-plus games 4 years in a row.
Right. It's got to prove us a little something.
Yeah, I'm excited for the White Sox.
We can't just hand it to you.
No, you still have to go out there and do it. If things go smoothly for the Indians.
Sure. Yeah.
And they go fuck you to ownership, major league style.
God.
Come on out. Come on. Come on now. My uncle's stutter. It runs in my family. If things go well, and if there's Indians fans listening to this, and they're like, why are they acting like everything's going to fall apart?
Right.
Like, if Lindor, Ramirez, Santana go off, if Plesac is still good, if Siv the Kid is still good, if Shane Bieber's still good, if Clevinger comes back after a month and a half and still good, you got a fucking dangerous team on your hands.
Yeah, but I feel like...
If Emmanuel Clas is throwing 91 mile per sliders.
A lot of those ifs you just said, I mean, aren't real ifs. Like Lindor, Ramirez, those guys aren't ifs.
They're going to be good.
Clevinger's not an if.
Going to be good.
I guess if you wanted to play a Bieber card, you could.
Health with Clevinger.
Yeah.
And concoction stuff with Ramirez.
Sure. I don't know. This is tough. I feel there's a little bit of me rooting against the Indians because it would be a hell of a fire sale.
But this could be a really good team. No,
and I want them to go major league style, and I want them to have the lead in the AL Central, and the ownership and GM are just sitting there like, well, nothing we can do with this winning team. This sucks.
This is what's happening. This is why we feel the way we do.
Okay.
So many teams are improving themselves.
Right.
And we want them to be rewarded. Like I've said on record a bunch, I want the Reds to be rewarded for what they did this offseason.
Right.
I want the White Sox to be rewarded for what they did this offseason. And I kind of want the Indians management, not the guys,
right,
to be slapped in the face like you idiots.
Right.
This is what you want? You don't want them to improve your team?
This is what you want.
This is what you want? But they have a really good team. A lot of studs on the Indians still. I'm going to miss Kipnis. Felt like he was a mainstay.
He was around. I feel like his baseball got low-key bad.
How long was Kipnis actually there for? Because it did feel like forever. 9 years, that's all.
Yeah, I was going decade.
It's only actually 8 years.
Damn.
Oh, he's never really that good.
He had what, two
good
years?
2 years.
Yeah.
No, three. Three good years.
I'm on the It's a Wonderful Life IMDb. I'm not sure.
Why? How'd you get there?
That happened.
How'd you get there?
What's the over-under?
Oh, I don't know. I was going to do prospects. Do they have anyone coming up?
No, so that's the other thing that's twisted. Like, the management is literally rooting for...
Hey, where do you find the top prospect list on this?
Scroll up. Scroll down. Bottom right.
Oh, right there.
Yeah. So that's the other thing that's weird. They don't have a ton of big-time prospects coming up soon. And, man, this is literally the plot to Major League. I think the GM and the ownership want this team to fail.
Hold on. They got Yu Chang coming up.
Love Yu Chang. Yu Chang Chang.
Yu Chang Chang.
Yu Chang Chang. Chang, you fool.
Yu Chang Chang.
You almost went schmoozer.
I always go
Franklin.
I always go schmooze. That's awesome. That's badass.
I mean, those are two people that.
Yu Chang Chang. I don't know how I did it.
Yu Chang.
Smoozer. Oh, I love the smooze.
It's no, you have no idea what that is. It's a New York sports guy. YouTube it, I guess.
I've been on the show with him. You know, I talked with him, right?
Yes.
This is like a highlight.
What are you?
How upset with? Would like K be if he's so excited? If he's like you were more excited? I'm not more excited, but excited about the schmooze.
Right. I think you get it.
Savages in the box. I didn't know the Yankees traded in there. Their pinstripes for loincloths.
This is talking baseball.
What page am I on?
I know, man. That's the problem.
I was on Yu
Chang.
I was on Yu Chang Chang's page because he came up last year.
Yep.
And he played in a month's worth of games.
He played bad.
Oh, cut him a fucking break, dude. His first time ever playing.
I told you I like him.
Daniel Johnson is supposed to make his debut this year. Are you trying to get out of this?
I feel like we're running long. We've circled around a lot of the same stuff. Whoa.
Yeah.
This projected over-under is going to blow your balls off.
Okay. We also have the fun fact that we have to do.
Yep. That's usually the end.
Let's do the projected over-under first.
Okay.
My idea. Do that. Thank you. Thank you.
Damn.
Okay. 93-69 was their record last year.
Oh.
2020 projected over under is 91.5.
I'm not even supposed to be here.
He's not supposed to have hair. No, it's not that.
The division's gonna be tougher. And no, it's
that's true. It was them and the Twins last year, and they were barely trying.
Know what the other part that's killing me about this is? They, in this weird tweener year where Ramirez didn't have it figured out, then he got hurt, and they're trading Bauer, they won 93 games, and they still missed the playoffs by, I think, what, 4 games? Because Oakland and Tampa were good?
I have to tell you something.
My God.
I'm hammering the over.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Here's the narrative I like, okay. And this is I just think what narrative I like, and that's sure. What I'm gonna attack.
Yeah.
I like the Twins being all cocky because they hit a lot of home runs and they beat a lot of bad teams last year, thinking okay. They're gonna do it again with their new pitching
staff.
You
hate the Twins.
I like the White Sox thinking they're all young and fun and they're going after it. And I like that the Indians, the players, listened to this podcast and heard us talking trash, you know?
Straight trash.
Saying we were hoping that they would fire sale. And they're like, we've won 90 games 4 years in a row. We're pretty good. They're looking at the Twins and White Sox, and they're going to have to put them in headlocks. It's headlock year for the Indians in the AL Central, and I got them going over 91.5. And headlocking White Sox in one side, right?
Yep.
Twins in the other side.
Yep.
And then the Royals and the...
here we go.
What's the other team?
Tigers.
The Royals and the Tigers, they just kicked them away.
Okay.
Like those guys like kind of come up and nibble at the toes, and they just go and kick them away.
I mean, this is this might be the first one, I mean, a 91 over-under for Cleveland at this high in our TPPs is contradictory to the order. Like, the order's been pretty good. This is the first. There's so many bad vibes. I'm rooting for Major League.
You already said Firestorm. You already said Firestorm.
I just said I'm rooting for Major League.
You're rooting for
That's
a lot of things.
What I'm rooting
You're
for.
Rooting for a lot of things.
I'm rooting for Major League. Sorry for the longest PPP ever. You guys are enjoying it. Leave a 5-star review. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Know what's going to happen?
What's going to
They're
going to
be in it.
Yeah.
They're going to be neck and neck with Minnesota, White Sox a couple game behind. They're going to do the same thing they did last year. And that's going to be so frustrating. They're going to trade a piece away. And be like, well, you know, we still think we got a shot at this, but we got an offer for Brad Hand we couldn't turn down.
Mm-hmm.
And the team's just going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they're still going to push, and then they're going to have, like, either an injury or a bad series that's just backbreaking, and they feel like the city and the team is not behind them, and they come in just under.
Okay. So you're going under.
I'm going under.
Official.
Official.
Stamp it.
No double headlock kick.
Stamp stuff. It.
I'm not stamping it because I'm rooting for Major League.
Stamp it.
Give the fun fact.
The fun fact is that Clevenger's nickname is Sunshine, one he received after teammates likened him to Ronnie Sunshine Bass from Remember Times. I had a
Sunshine.
When I was a freshman in high school, I had a line mate on the hockey team named Danny Burns.
Danny Burns.
And he was a super senior, so he was 19 years old. I was 14, and we were line mates.
Yeah.
And I used to go, you are my sun. He had long blonde hair. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Danny Burns?
Yeah, but with a Y.
Oh, other Danny Burns.
Yeah, and then he would get mad at me.
Cool. Thanks. Go Indians.
Go Indians.
Play the fight song.
It's playing. How long was this one, Bill? How long?
I was trying to tell you, dude. You were gone. I don't know what happened to you.
It's a good one.
You're gone.
It's a good one.